Welcome to a special short program explaining the requirements for securing a preparer's tax identification number and registering as a registered tax return preparer. This information is brought to you by your state society of CPAs as a membership benefit. I'm Len Nichols, and I've been trying to understand who and what is required and why we're required to register and who's required to pay the $64.25 for several weeks now. I believe I have all the answers. Let's do a little background to start with. First, on January the 5th, 2010, in Information Release 2010-1, the IRS announced that as a result of extensive survey results, they were proposing a new registration, a requirement for return preparers. The plan was to require all paid tax return preparers who must sign a federal tax return to register with the IRS and obtain a preparer tax identification number. In addition, the IRS's original plan was to require competency tests unless the individual was a CPA, an enrolled agent, or an attorney, and to require special continuing professional education unless the individual was a CPA, an enrolled agent, or an attorney. The IRS also intended to apply the rules of Circular 230 to all paid preparers. On March 26, 2010, the IRS proposed regulations based on those survey results that would require all paid preparers to register or re-register, pay a fee, and prepare and obtain a preparer's tax identification number. It would be fair to say that a firestorm of protest followed, but the IRS has been absolutely unyielding on the main points of its proposal, and in fact, they've expanded their advice as to who must register and who must get a PTIN to include individuals who do not sign tax returns, but who only prepare returns. Some delay on the CPE and the testing requirements has been announced in that CPE requirements will not need to be met, nor will testing requirements be imposed until the first renewal, which is expected to be in the late fall of 2011. On August 19th, these proposed regulations will modify practice standards for tax returns, require all preparers to secure the number, your Social Security number will no longer be accepted as an identifying number, your old preparer number, however, will simply be renewed when you register, and electronic registration is at www.irs.gov and is no more complicated than purchasing something from Amazon. If you want to do this by paper, a form W-12 is available for print filing. Most recently, on September 28th, small pieces of those original proposed regulations were made final. And the pieces that were made final were the pieces that dealt with the requirement to register and to pay a fee. Now, where does that leave us? Well, the American Institute of CPAs has done all they can, and the IRS is unyielding. I attended the AICPA National Tax Conference in late October and heard Commissioner Shulman say these words: "Everyone who exercises any discretion in the preparation of a tax return, whether they sign it or not, must have a PTIN, and that means that most of the professional staff, including paraprofessionals of the average CPA firm, will be required to register. Clerks, bookkeepers, and those who have nothing to do with preparing returns will not be required to register." One interesting side note here is that preparing returns includes Forms 941, so that if a bookkeeper also prepares payroll tax reports, that bookkeeper will be required to register and have a PTIN number. Now, in the same speech, Commissioner Shulman said, "We understand the issues for the staff members of that are working under the supervision of a CPA, an enrolled agent, or an attorney, that is somewhat different than someone who's just preparing tax returns from an office in their garage. And we do not intend to impose additional CPE requirements or testing requirements. But it's going to take us a little time to work out the guidance that would excuse some registrants from the CPE and the testing, while not excusing others." 2 weeks later, at the Southern Tax Conference, Karen Hawkins, who runs the Office of Professional Responsibility, said, virtually exactly the same words. It is as though they're reading from the same script. So here's the deal. If you have, you're a CPA and you have a practice and you prepare tax returns, you have to have a PTIN number. Everyone who works for you who exercises any discretion in the preparation of a return, for example, if you have a paraprofessional who receives client information, sorts it out, and makes a decision to exclude some things the client has listed from the list of charitable contributions because they're obviously not. For example, lodge dues frequently show up on a list of charitable contributions, but we know they're not. And sometimes taxpayers will put the dividend on a life insurance policy in their taxable income. Well, we know that isn't. But if you have someone who's making those decisions, they are exercising discretion, and they have to have a number. I hope that's helpful. This is being recorded about Thanksgiving, and it's based on everything we know at the present time. And the bad news is you're going to have to register everybody that works for you and pay the $64.25. The good news is they're probably not going to be required to incur an additional expense for CPE and/or testing in the coming year. Good luck. Have a good tax season.